USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First responders are not stopping their efforts at the site of the deadly condo collapse in Surfside, Florida.
We're able to remove 124 tons of debris, which is equivalent now to 5 million pounds of debris off the pond.
Miami-Dade Fire Chief Alan Kaminsky saying federal agencies and out-of-town rescuers are still helping search through the piles of debris. As Tropical Storm Elsa continues to head towards Florida, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is telling his state to get ready for a lot of rain.
You will see flash flooding conditions in many parts of Florida as this thing moves through.
He says the northern part of the state could get hit especially hard. However, DeSantis saying evacuations on a wide scale likely will not be needed. Find us online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
More than 90% of troops and equipment have been withdrawn from Afghanistan. That's according to the Pentagon, which gave an update on the effort as the nation ends its nearly two-decade-long war. 7 facilities have been given to the Afghan military, but several reports say Taliban forces are gaining ground, pushing Afghanistan forces out of several districts. The Biden Center received a huge donation from a country after his campaign announcement that he was running for president.
New disclosures by the National Legal and Policy Center show the Chinese Communist government contributed to the President Biden Center at University of Pennsylvania. Documents show the organization received $50 million from China after Biden announced his presidential bid in 2018. That was an increase of 400% from previous years. It's not clear if Biden was directly involved. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Kudos. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is reporting that 99% of the country's COVID deaths in May were people who went unvaccinated. Now, after a busy holiday travel weekend, health officials are keeping an eye on the highly contagious Delta variant. That variant now accounts for 26% of all new infections in the United States. Regarding the Delta variant, Congressman Brad Winstrup from Ohio, who's also a doctor, tells Fox News,
"The good news, I guess, as we're seeing this, is that those that have been vaccinated already for COVID-19 are doing pretty well when it comes to the Delta variant, if they are to contract it. In other words, we're not seeing hospitalizations and deaths. But I am concerned about those that aren't getting vaccinated, especially in the more vulnerable communities. And so we want to see that continue. We've done public service announcements. We've tried to get it out there. I think some people look at the numbers, and yeah, they may have a smaller chance of getting it, but at the same time, they have a much better chance of survival and health if they have gotten the vaccine."
And finally, a bicyclist is dead after a grizzly bear attack in Montana on Tuesday. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks say it happened in Ovando, which is east of Missoula. Officials are now trying to locate the bear. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.